That was a portion of the work Wanderlust by pianist and composer Pascal Leboeuf. I had a chance to sit down with him last week.
Well, we're here with Grammy-nominated composer and pianist Pascal
upcoming
Pascal
visit
Leboeuf.
To the West Coast.
How are you doing, Pascal?
Let's give a listen.
Doing great.
So you're living in New York now, coming to the West Coast for a tour this coming week.
Exactly. I'm very excited. It's going to be a tour with the Friction String Quartet and my own jazz ensemble. And we're going to be performing some new music for you.
First, for our listeners who don't know you, you're native of California, living in New York now. Tell us about your background and how you got to where you are.
I grew up in Santa Cruz, California, and played a lot of jazz music with my twin brother, Remy Leboeuf, and we have a project called Leboeuf Brothers. We grew up in Santa Cruz and then moved to New York in 2004 and began working professionally there and have been continuing ever since. I got involved in composing at a young age, too. It was kind of what drew me to jazz music. I was always really interested in musicians that would take advantage of the role of the improviser to experiment with compositional ideas. People like Danilo Perez or Wayne Shorter were very, very influential, as was Dave Brubeck and many others. After moving to New York, I got involved in experimenting in other genres, and I'd worked as a keyboardist for a while and got to open for D'Angelo, who's this great R&B singer, and ended up doing some electronic music and studying that and tried to eventually incorporate all these different influences in what I do. And now I'm generally kind of working in the dual capacity as a jazz pianist and as a composer for classically trained musicians, which is great because it allows me to write very detailed notated music for classical musicians to perform. But then if I want to open it up and make it more free, if the ensemble includes improvising jazz musicians, then we can go there too. So we get the best of both worlds this way. That's what I'm into now.
All right. And have in your collaborations with classical musicians, do you restrict the openness for improvisation to the jazz soloist, or have some classical players come to you and say, hey, I'd like to do a cadenza in this part or things like that? Are there things left open for interpretation?
Oh, absolutely. I do find, though, that there are certain ways that classical musicians and jazz musicians understand music in terms of training and kind of the cultures of related to the two worlds. So I feel like putting chord changes, which are, you know, chord symbols are what jazz musicians generally look at when they're improvising, putting those in front of classical musicians, sometimes they can do it, but it's not really in the same language they're used to. So I try to translate between the two worlds and provide context so that if classical musicians want to improvise, there's a way for them to do that that feels comfortable and real and allows for some expression that's not colored by this kind of need to fit into a jazz box.
Cool.
So it might be fun to say, you know, make cat noises on your violin and use this pitch collection, or play within the scale, you know, things like this are really comfortable for classically trained musicians. And it's fun often to take that language and bring it to the jazz musicians because it's a different way of thinking. And it's great because it gives people from different backgrounds a way to engage with each other within the music in a way that's very rewarding to watch.
You're a pianist? Do you play other instruments as well?
I did some singing. I think a lot about production and about electronic music, which I, you know, would be kind of like playing music with audio files that come from wherever. But I'm basically a piano keyboard oriented. So there's a lot there already, so I don't feel the need to stretch out too much.
Right.
Yeah.
So you talk about the composing process and ways you think about how you translate your and communicate your musical ideas to improvising jazz musicians as well as to traditionally classically trained players. When you're composing for the unique instrumentations that you're doing, Is your composing also affected if you know the exact members of the ensembles you're writing for?
Oh, absolutely. And this takes me back to Duke Ellington. You know, I think he got a lot out of writing for individuals rather than for instruments.
Right.
Often I'll even include the names in the score instead of the instruments. It just feels good to be really personal about the music you create, and I'll certainly do this. But one of the things that's really fun to do with a string quartet, for example, is I feel like a string quartet is almost like a combined individual. They generally work as a unit in a way that jazz musicians don't. I think that in jazz we certainly work together, but in a way it's about this conversation where, you know, a group of individuals are sharing ideas and asking questions and supporting each other and surprising each other. And this is kind of the game we play when we improvise in a jazz ensemble. But I think when we look at a string quartet, they have this ability to kind of move together in a unison, acting as one, in a way that I think is special in a jazz context, especially when improvisation is involved. So instead of giving individual players a role to improvise within, I might give the string quartet, a collective improvisational role, which is, it always ends up being interesting.
Interesting. This is Sunday Night Jazz on Valley Public Radio. I'm David Allison. We're speaking with pianist and composer Pascal LaBeouf, who will be touring the West Coast this coming week in a special set of performances with players from New York and from his own band, and the Friction Quartet from San Francisco. Pascal, tell us a little bit about the work that you'll be performing.
Of course. We'll be performing a large-scale composition called Ritual Being, which is a piece for a hybrid ensemble that consists of string quartet and a jazz quintet. It's kind of about the different manifestations of human behavior at micro and macro levels, and how these rituals can be positive or disastrous for our impact on the planet or on society or, you know, on our system. So it kind of puts the mirror up to the individual and says, what are our rituals? What do we do every day? And how are these things productive, harmful, or unsustainable when applied to human beings en masse? The piece came from reading this wonderful book by Yuval Noah Harari called Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, which kind of looks at our development as a species, and it discusses how we spread from Africa and how we've developed over the last 200,000 years and became a dominant species through our capacity to cooperate in large numbers. I've always been very interested in patterns of human behavior, as my parents are behavioral biologists. And in a sense, what rituals are to me are the behavioral tendencies of our species, the habits which we are predisposed to exhibit. And the project is all about exploring rituals. And some are beautiful, some are not. Some are sustainable and some are destructive. And I hope it comes across in the music.
Well, audiences are in for a delight, I'm sure. And to let our listeners know, you will be performing on Monday at Kumba Jazz Center in Santa Cruz, hometown. And then
that's on right.
Wednesday the 23rd at California Jazz Conservatory in Berkeley. On the 24th at the Sanctuary up in Arcata. And then on the 25th at the Center for New Music in San Francisco.
That's it.
I mentioned at the intro that you were a 2018 Grammy nominee for your composition Alkaline, which you recorded, appears on your most recent, kind of more jazz recording, The Imaginist, of the LaBeouf Brothers plus the Jack Quartet. Can you talk a little bit about that recording, that tune, and what it was like learning that you'd been nominated?
It was a big surprise being nominated. I wasn't expecting that to work out so well. It was very affirming to go to the Grammys and get to realize basically that there's this whole community of supportive musicians that were also there, and they were some of the same people I see all the time in the clubs in New York. And I think I was intimidated going into it and then realizing that it's the same family within the music that's been there the whole time. You know, it was really eye-opening and encouraging. So the piece Alkaline was one of the first pieces I wrote to explore these ideas of working in a hybridized ensemble. It kind of explores the dissonance between different ways of thinking. So it juxtaposes highly notated contemporary classical ideas with, you know, very open, free jazz improvisation ideas. And kind of explores working with subgroups within the ensemble. So it's for a 9-piece ensemble, the same instrumentation that we're touring with, which is string quartet plus jazz quintet, which is 2 saxophones, piano, bass, drums. And so in the piece, I explored kind of grouping the string quartet and the horns together, or grouping the piano and the drums together, and kind of pitting different sub-ensembles against each other within the music. And it ends up being fairly exciting and very rhythmic and very kind of aggressive. It was a very fun project to work on.
Let's give a listen now to that Grammy Award-nominated composition, Alkaline, by Pascal LaBeouf. Pascal LaBeouf, pianist and composer, will be on the West Coast this week with a special suite of performances of Pascal LaBeouf's Ritual Being with San Francisco's Friction Quartet. And if you'd like to learn more about Pascal LaBeouf's music, you can check out his website, Pascal LaBeouf, PascalLeBeouf.com. And you're coming back to the West Coast in November, is that right?
That's correct. We'll also be returning to perform at SF Jazz on November 30th, also with the Friction Quartet. So we're really looking forward to that. If you can't make it this time, maybe we can catch you next time.
All right. Thanks so much, Pascal.
Thank you, David.